Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about being grateful. It's something that oftentimes we're missing in our culture. It's something that we're missing in our lives, especially in the United States. I mean, we live in a land that's so blessed, and we have so many things at our disposal that oftentimes I've noticed that many folks are not even grateful for what they have. They spend more time focusing on what they don't have than on what they do have, and they treat a lot of things like it's an entitlement, something that they just deserve to get. And if we don't pause, to be grateful to the Lord, we're, you know, destined to lose every little thing that we think is small. We're about to lose everything. And one of the things that I think we greatly overlook, and we just think is a huge entitlement, Pat, is this thing called food. It used to be that people, before they ate, they would pray for every meal. Not just to thank the Lord, right, but because they were really appreciative. Pat, did you know that 1 in 6 people in America are hungry? They go to bed hungry.
Wow.
They go to bed hungry. In the world. 1 in 6 people, in America, and that's 1 billion people around the world.
Right.
1 in 6 in America and 1 billion people around the world go to bed hungry. I want to encourage you today. Be grateful for everything. There's nothing that small. The next time you put something in your mouth, before you do so, don't just get into routine and just say anything or just, you know, start eating or even just do a kind of a quick little courtesy prayer. No, actually be genuine and thank God that you are blessed in this country and that you are allowed to eat all the wonderful things that we're able to eat to sustain ourselves. You, your children, and your friends.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.